Here are your latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Tom Hill. We'll start with the news of Raheem Sterling. He insists City are hungry for Champions League success and have the energy and fight needed to progress in the competition. City claimed a deserved place in the quarterfinals with a 2-1 victory against Real Madrid at the Etihad Stadium on Friday. Sterling and Gabriel Jesus took control of Rafael Varane's to score either side of a Karim Benzema equaliser and complete a 4-2 aggregate victory over 13-time winners. After a gap of more than 5 months between the first two legs, they now take on Leon in the next round. And when asked about the game, Sterling had this to say: "We were extra hungry. I think the mentality since we got back day one after lockdown has been, we want this. We've got energy to progress, energy and fight. We showed that against Madrid throughout the game," he said. Into other news, and Raheem Sterling insists that Gabriel Jesus is not a sub for Sergio Aguero. He insists he's his own man and can have such a big impact in the team. He set up Sterling's opener and praised for his fellow forward. He said, "He's not a sub, we've got two great strikers. Both of them score goals, and when you play them either one of them, you know what to expect. You saw Gabby, his canvas in front of goal. He was brilliant." Into other news, Manchester City's pursuit of Napoli star Kalidou Koulibaly has taken a bit of a twist. They're not to be thought to be too interested in paying a gigantic price for him. Pep Guardiola is desperate for a centre-back to partner Aminat Laporte. Of course, they brought in Nathan Aki earlier this month, but reports claim that it is now United that at the front of the wish list. While an approach is unlikely, United either categorically rule it out or effectively do so, Napoli could potentially not do business with Man City. So for now, it appears that just for now, United are leading the race. City perhaps keeping their cards closer to their chest and looking to spend money elsewhere down the line. One player they have been linked with is Houssem Aouar. The Lyon sports chief, Juninho Pembacano, admits he could be sold this summer, and City are a team that have tracked him in the past. It's not thought, though, that they might be interested. One team that have been keen are Juventus and Arsenal. Mikel Arteta first scouted Aouar as part of Pep Guardiola's coaching staff. That's all then for the latest headlines. We will have more news later.